Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to remind you that Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. All you have to do is visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net, and the Fan text line, as always, is brought your way by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. We haven't talked much about baseball here, Austin, and we invite your phone calls at 412-928-9370 on any topic, sort of a potpourri of things going on here. As you heard Austin say, the Penguins have some injuries here with Brian Rust, who's going to be out for a couple of weeks, and Jack St. Ivan, who got injured last night. He's going to be out for potentially 6 weeks, which leads to a very interesting roster of defensemen who Dan Muse has to figure out here before they open next Tuesday in New York. But that's one thing. As far as baseball is concerned, some pretty good series going on. And I'm anxious to see now Shohei Ohtani pitch in the postseason for the very first time. He'll get that opportunity as the Dodgers have moved on. They eliminate the Reds, and they will go on to meet the Philadelphia Phillies in a very big best of seven coming up. And there's still some business to do today. They got three games, still all alive. Winner take all and move on. You know, you have the Guardians and the Tigers, two teams that have competed for that division, eventually won by Cleveland, which is why they have the home field for these three games. But, you know, they're going to be at home today against Detroit. I don't know what you like on that one, but I got to go with Cleveland. They responded after Tarek Skubal beat them up pretty badly with 14 strikeouts. They won last night 6-1, used three home runs to do it. I like Cleveland today.
Yeah, I think this is really a toss-up, but I do like Cleveland ultimately. Detroit, their free fall going into the playoffs, I think, was just too much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Cleveland eventually, the hot streak is going to run out. I don't think it will be during this series, though. Cleveland shows once again why it goes to the playoffs and finds a way to typically win a series.
And they're not doing it with a crazy payroll either.
No.
It's over $100 million.
It's like $120.
Yeah, and but they're doing it with smart baseball moves all the way through. And that's how you have to do it if you're going to spend $120 when other teams are going to spend $390 million. So that's what the Pirates are missing a lot of components. Number one, the drafting and development part of it. But number two, their unwillingness to supplement, you know, needs by spending a little bit more money. So the other game that's interesting is San Diego and Chicago. We saw Mason Miller put on quite a show the last two games, 104 miles an hour plus. You know, he routinely is at 100 miles an hour. What a good trade by San Diego, by the way. I give them a lot of credit, too, because they've done a lot over the last couple of years to really try to buck the odds and win, even though they haven't. But they've been a playoff team. But they do it by whatever it takes, spending money, making trades, giving up prospects, which is something the Pirates should consider.
They are so aggressive and so much fun to watch. And think about this. Like, San Diego is not a big market. It's pretty similar to Pittsburgh. Like, they are a higher-rated market, but they're the only show in town as well. The Chargers are gone, even though I sometimes still mistakenly call them San Diego.
I always do.
It's just the Padres in that city. And their willingness to pay Tatis, to pay Bogarts, to pay Machado, plus the pitching. I mean, A.J. Preller, you would think 1 year it's going to pay off. In my predictions, I actually have the Padres going to the World Series, but I think that they lose to the Mariners.
But they have to win today against the Cubs, and we'll see how that goes at Wrigley Field. And the other one that's interesting, and they move it to a night game tonight, it's game three of the Red Sox and Yankees. The Yankees came back after the Red Sox took game one, and they barely squeaked it out of 4-3, but they got the win, and David Bednar got a save in that one.
He did. I'm happy for Bednar.
Like, yeah, I really have a chance. High leverage. There's nothing higher leverage than this.
I really wish he would have had the opportunity here to have that type of moment for him to close out a postseason game. It would be electric. But the Yankees, they're so streaky, Bob. They're so up and down. If they don't hit, they're done. I mean, Max Fried obviously already went in the series. Two young pitchers going tonight. I do think that the Red Sox surprised some people and pulled out on the road. What do you
think?
I would
agree with that. I think all the pressure's on New York, and typically in these situations of late, they have not produced. 412-928-9370. Let's get back to the phone lines, and where should we start?
All right, let's go to Ken. He's in Beaver.
What's up, Ken? How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I think the most underappreciated play in sports are passes defended at the line of scrimmage by defensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cam Hayward.
Yeah, he's made a career of that. And Watt does it as well. And we saw Derek Harmon get in the action the other day.
Right. And that is such a specific skill set that guys have. And it doesn't get appreciated like it should. Two of Cam's this year led to interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get credit for that tipped pass leading to that interception. There's no big dance by the guys when they do that. But it is a huge play. I look at Aaron Donald, who came in around the same time Cam did. He had 111 sacks and 21 passes defended. Cam Hayward has 89 sacks and 58 passes defended. And how many of those have gone for interceptions over the years?
Right, quite a few.
I think that should be a stat. I think they should have a stat on the forced interceptions on tip balls at the line of scrimmage. And I think they should do like baseball does with like the OPS. You know, on base percentage and slugging percentage, I think they should have a sack and passes defended combined.
Well, Ken, you shouldn't worry about that because they do keep track of that. It may not result in bonus money given for the times you swat the ball in the air, but teams know, and more importantly, other teams know. You know, they know what guys are doing. Cause
I just think for the legacy for the player, though, I think, you know, because it I just don't think it gets, you know, the – you know, how big of a play it is. It's the same as a strip sack, really, when you force an interception and bounce.
Absolutely. Good point.
And I think they should start doing a dance when they do it. Derek Harmon should start it off. That'll get it recognized because that's what guys do when they make plays now.
All right, Ken. We saw a lot of the Irish jig the other day in Ireland. Skoranek did it pretty well. Elliot
did it really well.
Yeah.
All right. Very fun.
Next.
Here is Tony. He wants to talk about the wide receivers.
Tony, I'm sure you have questions about the wide receivers, and especially with the injury to...
Yeah, I have a question. What did Roman Wilson say about Mrs. Tomlin's fashion sense?
Nothing. He's just... Listen, you got to earn your spots. And for whatever reason, and I don't know the answer to this, why he's not getting opportunity, but it certainly would come back, I'm sure, to something that's going on in practice. Because they make those decisions all the time. I think Roman Wilson will eventually get involved here. If Austin's injury is what people have described as 2 to 3 weeks, whatever it is, he's going to get his chance. And when he does, he has to make it. I thought he took advantage of his chances in the preseason when he got in there. And that's why I thought he'd have a little bit bigger role than he's had so far.
Well, and I think a big reason why is because they put two tight ends on the field so often. I mean, we saw with Darnell Washington and Connor Hayward, even their snap counts that went significantly up this last week with the increased running game. And that only allows you to have two wide receivers on the field. Like, if you're playing 12, 13 personnel with a back and two or three tight ends, then ultimately it's going to create less opportunities for Roman Wilson to be able to get on the field. And they've also played a lot of close games where, because of the personnel that they have, they haven't gotten a lot of three wide receiver, four wide receiver sets. They really haven't.
Right.
And Roman Wilson hasn't been able to.
At some point, that has to change. They're doing it. It's like training wheels for the offensive line. They're trying to help it out in any way it can. But the problem with that is if you do it all the time, then you're limiting your own offensive potential production. You have to have Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith in bigger roles. What that takes is the offensive line to do its end of the bargain without any help from Darnell Washington or number 74, Spencer Anderson. Back to the lines we go.
All right, here is Eric. He wants to talk about the MLB playoffs.
Hello, Eric. What's going on?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I was just talking about the playoff games coming up today. I'm rooting for the Tribe, but we were also talking about payroll earlier on the discussion, and they're 25th in payroll. Cleveland is this year at $100 million, and then I look at overall payrolls. Cincinnati and Milwaukee both sit around 120, and they both made the playoffs. So, and as Pittsburgh fans, we're sitting at $85 million payroll. We talk about bats we want to add. You know, I hear a player that you name sometimes, we need to address third base and left field. So I'd like to see us add a Suarez. Another player that's in the playoffs still is Trent Grisham from New York. He'll be 28. He's making $5 million right now. How much you think it would take to sign him? And, you know, we should be able to increase payroll up to Milwaukee and Cincinnati level.
You're preaching to the choir here. I've been saying this for a while now, and I think it is strictly Bob Nunning not willing to go there. And again, let's make no mistake about it. The Pirates' deficiencies fall in how they have not developed enough people. Now, their pitching most recently has worked. Maybe that's why Ben Cherington's hanging around, but we haven't seen anyone in their system other than Connor Griffin really put together the kind of numbers it would take to be up here and be an internal solution. So when you don't have internal solutions and when you have top-end pitching, you need bats to make that pitching pay off, and they didn't do it last year or this year.
Right.
Now, this
That's
coming
what
year,
I'm looking they're, for, Bob.
Yeah, they got to figure out. Now, it may not be in terms of making the payroll go up to 120 because I'm not delusional. I don't think the Pirates will do that, even though I think they should. But they have trade chips. They could trade Keller. They can trade some of their other younger talent that they have who are pitchers and try to get something in return. Tampa Bay does this routinely. The deal for Chris Archer with Pittsburgh is the case in point that you would have to say. They gave up somebody, but they got a whole bunch of return, and they hit on those guys. They hit on what they did with those picks, what they did with Shane Baz, who was a contributor this year to them. That's what the Pirates need to do. They need to make trades stand up into something big. If you're giving up a guy like Keller, I wouldn't expect the return to be too big. But if you give up a couple of your good, lively arms who've not yet been in the majors, but you think they're, you know, high-end pitchers, you may want to give something up for that.
We're going to look to do it via the trade of Keller. We're going to have to add offense there. But like guy like Suarez, a guy like Grisham, like that combined this year average annual salary is about $15 million, and they hit 49 and 34 homers respectively. And that's the kind of power we need, because we can't be dead last in home runs and runs scored.
Yep.
And
power's been the missing
thing. To sign these guys in free agency, but I would make guys like that offers. I'm not saying those are the only two guys, but we need the power.
Absolutely. Thanks, Eric, for the call. You're absolutely right. They need to go out and get something somehow, some way, and if they don't, shame on them, and this will continue what has been a lost decade.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of many lost decades over the years.
Let's go to Lou. He's in Irwin.
Lou. I always hear Lou's names on the commercials. Lou's like you. He's on number two.
He's on meds too.
He's on meds
too. Meds too.
You're
yeah.
on meds too,
hey,
Lou. Go ahead.
Hey,
we're all on meds. Let's face it, man. You're being kept alive because of medical stuff.
Hey, I guess whatever keeps us going.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially you, Bob. We got to keep you going for a long, long time. Anyways, I don't really have any comments about Steelers or Pirates. I just wanted to know two things. Number one, I wanted to know if you would talk maybe 15, 20 seconds about your all-time favorite Pittsburgh sports player. And then also, if you could maybe do the same amount of time, since you're a lot of everybody's favorite sports personality, I wanted to know, like, who helped you out the most? Who's your favorite sports personality? And, like, kind of like who mentored you, who you look up to?
Sure.
Like I said, we you're our favorite. I want to know who your favorite was.
Thank you, Lou. I appreciate that.
All right, Bob. Have a good one.
All right, you too. When it comes to people who've helped me, a lot of people have helped me. I can name a list in no order. Like, Austin, you're young in this. You'll be going through this and you know, hopefully people can help you. I know Joe does. I try to. There are
yeah,
a lot of people
me,
you want to find people who are willing to do this. When I grew up, when I was getting into this business, Stan Saverin helped me out a lot. The late great Stan Saverin. Myron Cope is somebody I would approach. And I wasn't shy about approaching guys. I was willing to see if they would take me on as someone who they can give advice to. And most everyone I've dealt with has done that for me, and it opened up. Bill Hillgrove was the same way. These are guys I always looked up to, saw in the business. John Sanders, who's with KDK back in the day, was very helpful to me. Boy, I hate to miss anyone. There are a lot of people who have. As far as favorite Pittsburgher as a baseball player, Steeler player, or hockey, I mean, you can't beat Sidney Crosby. And just for what he stands for, everything about it is terrific. And he has maintained the same commitment, the same work ethic, if not even greater, and the same involvement that people do not see what he gets involved in the city of Pittsburgh. He is a really tremendous, you talk about a role model as an athlete. I always hate to use those terms, role models, because I don't know necessarily if athletes should be. Your role model should be your parents, people who are close by, people who you deal with every day, whether it's a teacher, a parent, whatever. But athletes can be that if they choose to be that, but they have to be willing to do it. And Sidney Crosby has done that. Jerome Bettis, I had a great relationship with Jerome over the years. Ben Roethlisberger, very good relationship with him. All these, I mean, I can go on, but I've always treasured those. You get a chance to meet them, and then you can hopefully work that relationship forward. So that's what you have to look forward to.
Yes,
Austin.
Congratulations on all your success. I should add there, Bob.
Well,
I would love to become friends with some
people.
Of the players.
I need people.
To start trying to form more of those relationships.
Well, it's a lot more difficult today because it's harder to get to players. Back then, no one had their own podcast. No one had their own social media sites. So you got to know them, and if they wanted to get something out, they had to talk to people who they knew and trusted. And that's the other big thing. You know, you got to make sure that your trust is – it's the most important thing you have, your reputation and your trust level. That's
huge.
If you know, it takes a lifetime to acquire a trust. It takes 5 minutes to lose it. When you lose it, you can't get it back most times.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've experienced that just firsthand just in life with people, as I think all of us probably have. But those are some really good mentors that you pointed out.
Yeah, and there are more, but I'm just drawing a blank on everyone. That's a question I didn't expect to get today. So, but I would say my mom and dad are the best ones. Everything I do is because of my mother and father.
I would agree with that.
And if you're fortunate enough to have good mothers and fathers, do not take that for granted. cherish the moments you have with them, because it goes fast. And when it goes fast, when it's at the end, it's a difficult thing to swallow. So anyway, now that threw me all off. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. As we've been talking about baseball playoffs, talking about the Steelers in a bye week, and they sit pretty, probably the best team right now available in the AFC North. A lot of people are predicting they'll win the division now, but don't get ahead of yourself. I will say last year, 10-3, they thought the same things, and things can change in a hurry, as we've seen with a lot of things, including injuries. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We have Tom in Monroeville coming up right now. Tom, what's going on?
Bob, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I met you 2 years ago at Hannah's Town's Italian Day.
Love that.
Golfing.
Oh, yeah. Austin, who's not Italian. What are you exactly?
I'm mostly Irish and
okay,
German.
Okay, but you want, if you want to be Italian for this, you could be Austin Bechtoldi. And you could go to this Hannah's Town Golf. They have the best food out there. It's an unbelievable event. In fact, you're most interested in the food as opposed to the golf.
Hey, just real quickly, I'm a huge Pirates fan and Steeler fan. I'm 78 years old, so I've seen the glory days for both teams. The Pirates, unfortunately, in my humble opinion, are doomed. We are in a quicksand of self-competitiveness. They have no real interest in winning beyond the profit and loss margin. I am a big fan of some of the players that Charity brought in. Like, I've come to like Spencer Horowitz a lot, and I don't think they need to find a first baseman. But they sure don't have a third baseman, a shortstop, a left fielder. Who's going to be their catcher? They're in disarray.
Yeah, they have, Tom. Thank you. It's well said, because that's where they are. They need those bats. As far as their catcher situation, they have people here. We saw a little of Flores at the end of the year. The hope has to be that somehow, some way, Henry Davis can make as much advancement in his offensive game that he did with his defensive game, because he's a number one overall pick. You expect that to be a position that you secured with for the next 10 years. He's made advancement defensively, amazingly so. He needs to do the same thing with the bat. And if he can, he would be that guy. If not, what is it? Is it Flores? I don't think Andy Rodriguez is, you know, all of a sudden his injuries have really taken a toll on him.
He was out for most of the season again.
Yeah. And, Joey Bart went backwards offensively this year. So
yeah, that was bad.
All right, we have Jeff Hathorn coming up. What time? At about 1:35?
Yeah, Jeff, in about 10 minutes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, do we have time for one more call or go to a break?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Chuck, you're up in Butler. Go ahead, Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Chuck.
Hello, Bob, excuse me. Yeah, actually from Beaver Falls, but anyway.
Oh, that, you're Ron Cook's territory down there.
Yeah. A comment about the Pirates. I think O'Neill Cruz, in my opinion, might have a tryout at first base. And then if they make a trade for Keller and get the bat, we got a centerman. And one other comment, and kudos. And she deserves an accolade. Was Cassidy Wood, who fell in very well for you.
Yes, she did. We were out there.
Sports call.
And Cassie's a tremendous worker. She's come to town. She's been, I tell you what, she paid her dues, and now she's here. And it was her first opportunity to do all of that this weekend, so I was happy for her. And thanks for the call, Chuck. I'll let her know that for sure. Thank you. Appreciate it. Cassidy, and if you haven't seen Cassidy, you should. You know, she's on pretty frequently. As far as anchoring, you'll see probably more of her on the weekends coming up. So that's on KDKA-TV.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn will be calling us momentarily here. He's at the Pat Narduzzi press conference. This Pitt, man, they got to get things rolling here. After losing at home and blowing a 17-0 lead to Louisville, they have Boston College coming up. We'll have a pregame show, and our coverage begins at 9 o'clock a.m. on Saturday morning from Acrisure Stadium. But they got to do – I'm just curious what he's saying today about Eli Holstein. He's got to go back to him just because he's the starter, but – I do think this Gonzalez kid is somebody who Cade Bell really likes.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. He brought him in from to be basically his guy as the backup from his former program. And, you know, man, you really thought Holstein could take that step after what you saw in the first seven games last year. Now it's just, how far is this thing going to go? Can he pick it back up? Like, he's not the reason why they can win games at the moment right now.
Well, he still has the talent to do it. He's just got to stay away from the mistakes that have happened here and, you know, the reasons why they ended up moving on from him in that game last week. I think you had to do it, given how things were going. But that does not mean you stay away from him. You come right back to him if you can and get that thing figured out. So we'll find out what Pat Narduzzi said, because Jeff Hathorn, now sports director here at 93.7 The Fan, joins us live on the hotline. Jeff, what was the takeaway today from Pat Narduzzi?
Well, a lot of people wondered, because Pat, while listing Eli Holstein as the number one quarterback, said he was going to kind of see how the week played out. He told us that Eli will start against Boston College at noon. And then he was asked the kind of the follow-up about how long of a leash he's going to have. And he just said a normal one. So from what Pat said, would look to have Eli. And Eli probably, you know, gets the opportunity to, you know, do as much as he can in this game before they would think about options.
I hate to use must wins as we just get into October, but how big of a game is this for Pitt?
Huge. Huge. Yeah, it's only the second ACC game, but then you go to Florida State next week, and the schedule, you know, maybe Syracuse is a little easier than what we saw against Clemson because of quarterback injury, but, you know, it's just going to get tougher. And, you know, in November you've got, you know, Notre Dame and Miami on the schedule. So, I mean, this team has hopes of doing something better than where it sits right now, and this is a game you have to have.
No question about it. I think, you know, after losing last week, Penn State's in the same kind of boat in a bigger picture way, a bigger potential stage way, when they have back-to-backs coming up later with your alma mater, Ohio State and Indiana. Do you think Penn State can get there if they lose one of those two games? Let's say it's a loss against Ohio State, but a win against Indiana.
Yeah, I do. Or let's say they find a way to win in Columbus. I mean, what a huge resume win that would be. So, yeah, I do. I still think it's out there in front of them. I mean, just look at Ohio State last year. They lose to Michigan. It looks like they're done.
Yeah.
And, you know, they find it you know, with that time between that last game and the playoffs. And listen, I still think Penn State has as good a talent as anybody. It's just, can they get that offense on track? And, I see in kind of watching some of that back is I think they need to be more aggressive. I think they're very aggressive defensively. They need to have that type of mentality offensively, because it seems like at times they're playing not to make a mistake. Well, when you have a quarterback with that kind of experience, you should just go and attack. Like, give him a chance to go win you the game, as opposed to, well, just don't lose it and let's see if we can win it at the end, which to my eyes, that's what I seem to see with Penn State, Oregon.
Jeff, I think you're entirely right. They had 109 total yards of offense through the first three quarters. They looked timid, somewhat scared, and unprepared offensively to basically throw the ball downfield. It was run the ball, and, holes aren't really opening up, and then they didn't take any shots downfield.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, you still want to win the game, and you don't want to make a mistake. But you know what? I would understand it if you had a sophomore quarterback or even a first-year quarterback in your system, but you don't. Like, this is your advantage. You've got a guy that's been with you that you know the strengths and weaknesses. Like, let him go. And if he fails, then at least you can say, you know what, we went down with this quarterback. But to not really give him a chance, and I know Oregon's playing a little different defensively at the end, but to watch them move down the field when they had to have urgency tells you it's there. I just wonder if that urgency is being promoted by the coaches early in games.
Yeah, you can't play that way. I didn't like how they came out of that game starting, and you fell behind, which required big work to get back into it. But you're right. If they go through this schedule, now they can't afford another loss along the way because of this, I think. But we'll see. Other than those two teams, we'll see how that goes. I want to switch over to the Steelers because you're over there all the time, Jeff, and I know this week was one of those normally they practice on Wednesday, maybe a little bit Thursday. This wasn't the case this week. I don't know if Mike Tomlin just says good work. We're 3-1. Who would have thought 3-1 with Aaron Rodgers still healthy versus Ravens 1-3 with Lamar Jackson hurt and Cleveland moving on to Dylan Gabriel and Cincinnati moving on to Jake Browning? I don't think people thought this after the quarter of the season.
That's why you play them, right? And you can sit back and look and say, okay, this is a win, this is a loss. I mean, I would have looked at a week from, or 2 weeks from Thursday as a loss. You're going to Cincinnati facing Joe Burrow. Now, I look at it differently. I mean, Cleveland is kind of Cleveland. But I think the Steelers are where they needed to be. They had to be 3-1. They couldn't be 2-2. 4-0 would have been great. I would have thought the loss would have been the Vikings, but however it played out, it played out. And I think they're hopefully what's different is that they're 3-1 without playing their best football. I think we've been fooled for a couple of years with early starts, even for longer periods of time than what we've seen this year, and thought that this team was better than it was because it was playing its best football. They're 3-1, and with the exception of getting some turnovers in the last couple of games, I mean, I don't know that anywhere that they're playing their best. Like, there's still a lot in front of this team. I'm not ready to say they're a Super Bowl contender, but, I mean, the fact that they are where they are, and I think Aaron's been, if you would have told me Aaron would be this after 4 weeks when he signed, I would have absolutely signed up for that.
I agree. Do you think the Steelers are now the team to beat in the AFC North?
And let me add a caveat onto that as well, Jeff, because reports out of Baltimore indicating that Lamar Jackson did not practice again today and that Kyle Hamilton didn't practice again today with
a
groin injury.
Apart.
Yeah, their injuries. I mean, you went in with their defense that they've got a secondary that's legendary, and they've just had all kinds of struggles. Now they've faced some really good teams. I mean, and they've lost some really tight games to some really good teams. But if Lamar misses significant time, obviously that changes the dynamic here. But I still think Baltimore's the favorite because I think they've got the most talent if they can get healthy. Because again, they played the really tough part of their schedule up front. And I just think that they've got so many options and Lamar when healthy, sorry, Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the game.
Yeah. But that team seems to just fritter away leads late in the games. And those are things with tiebreakers involved that you're really going to, that loss to Buffalo is going to hurt them one way or the other.
But, I mean, look at who they've lost to again.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that Buffalo game was a crazy comeback. Detroit, I mean, I still think they're a really good football team. Now, maybe this is what we'll find out. How good of a coach is Harbaugh? Like, how can he work through all the injuries and everything and the expectations? Because that's one thing you would notice about Baltimore that looked different is Lamar just seemed more frustrated than ever. Like, when things were going wrong, the helmet was thrown. Like, you could almost feel the tension that's on their backs with the expectations of this year. Maybe the injuries give them a chance to, you know, even in their mind, just play underdog. But it does seem to be wearing on them. And I can only imagine, you know, what shows like ours are talking about down there right now.
Oh, there's no question that's happening. And in Cincinnati, who knows what they're talking about. But today, Zach Taylor came out and said he feels no need to get another quarterback. He's sticking with Jake Browning, which I think, you know, I'm sorry. There are guys out there. But their defense, maybe he knows their defense is a bigger problem than their offense. So no matter who's a quarterback right now, it's not going to make a difference.
It's interesting, Bob, and I've said this on the air. We were in New England driving to the game, and I was listening to Boomer, and Boomer was talking about how great Jake Browning is, how they love him. He fits that system. They can win double-digit games if Jake Browning plays the rest of the year. This was Boomer talking. We've seen him play well against the Steelers. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I don't know who else you're going to find that's going to be much better, given the fact that, I mean, you think Aaron Rodgers is under pressure. In Cincinnati, it's like a fire drill. And then at least the Steelers have something defensively. I mean, the Bengals don't – it's not like they could just say, okay, defense, you know, keep us in some games so our quarterback can win us a game. It's just not like that in Cincinnati right now.
Jeff, one more thing before I let you go here, and that would be hockey-related because we're embarking on the start of the regular season. And this team, it's interesting to me. When Dan Muse, you know, he was hired because of his ability to develop younger people, but he has also a bunch of guys who are going to be Hall of Famers on his team who are still here after all these years. How does this sort of hybrid mix work for them right now? And, you know, they're still talking about trying to get to a playoff spot, which probably most people wouldn't agree with. But they have enough upper-end talent. If things get hot and they get good goaltending, how do you think the roster will look when they take the ice in Madison Square Garden?
It might be the most difficult needle to thread in all of sports is being competitive while you're rebuilding, while keeping legendary players happy, yet working in younger guys. I mean, it's not impossible, but it nearly is. What they're trying to accomplish. I mean, I think they want to say they're rebuilding, but because they've got some of these other pieces, they can't fully say that. In my opinion, Bob, they just need to embrace the suck and, like, just sell off their assets. But if you're looking to sell a team and gate revenue means more in the NHL than any of the other four sports in North America, you're not going to do that because you're going to hurt your own asking price. So I don't see them doing that. And what you hope is some of these younger guys that Dan Muse's style will fit. They'll play more responsible. They'll do some of the little things that we've seen slip at times with Penguin teams. I think they have a couple of good young players, but we're also, you know, I don't know what Malkin's going to be. You kind of expect something from Sid. Like, you still have the issues with Carlson and Graves defensively, and they're not giving you Carlson's not giving you the offense you're expecting. I mean, and then we haven't even talked about the goalies. I look at it, if Tristan Jarry could have a hot start and they could trade him and start playing some of the young guys to get him some work, yes. I think that's the ideal scenario.
I agree with that. They have Ryan Graves making a whole bunch of money, and there's some young guys pushing to get on, like Owen Pickering and also Harrison Brunicki. Those are guys who should probably play right now, but with all these other people, they brought in Matt Dumba, they brought in Colin Clifford, they have, you know, what they have with Carlson and Letang. Where do these people play? That's not even talking about Ryan Shea and St. Ivan. He's out now, for 6 weeks now.
And, Bob, I will say this. Muse has said, and Dubas has said, it doesn't matter how long you've been in the league that they're taking the best players.
Even with a price tag like that,
days,
though.
I mean, in the next couple of days, we're going to find out if that's true.
Yeah, because Graves is up there at over $5 million a year, I believe it is. Jari's the same boat. He has to play for the reasons you just suggested, so that if they're going to ever trade him, he needs to get off to a fast start, and someone might believe in him. Jeff, as always, thanks. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Lemitz.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, that's Jeff Hathorne, who was just at the Pat Narduzzi press conference, and Eli Holstein will start against Boston College. I didn't really expect anything other than that, but it's on him now. The leash may be shorter.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, instead of the long leash, it's now the short leash that you probably just don't want to have that much separation. You're really keeping it close to the vest because, look, he's turned the ball over. They haven't been able to connect on a lot of shots. And with Dez Reed banged up this year,
yeah,
the offense doesn't have an identity. Like, the identity of the offense should be on Eli Holstein. And because right. of, and with Dez Reed obviously helping that, Holstein has not been able to show that he can take that jump. He hasn't. I mean, he should have played significantly better against West Virginia to put the nail in the coffin, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, that game. Now, looking back at West Virginia's season, you wonder how in the world did Pitt not go down there and win that game. But they lost, and that's why they're in the situation they are in. The 15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Getting a hold of this stuff here.
Yeah. Right, you're doing great.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.